Hey, Blues fans, welcome. It's time for another episode of This Week in the Blues. It's our weekly take on blues history. I'm your host, Jimbo Big Train Madsen, with the blues band Big Train and the Locomotives. We're your favorite blues nerds. So let's take a look and see what happened this week in blues history. Blues pianist and singer Lovey Lee was born March 17, 1909. He's best known for his work accompanying Muddy Waters. He was the adoptive stepfather of the bluesman Cary Bell. He was born Edward Lee Watson in Chattanooga, Tennessee, growing up in Meridian, Mississippi. He taught himself to play the piano and began performing in various churches and at rodeos and vaudeville shows. Together, Lovey Lee and Cary Bell moved together in Chicago in September of 1956. Wilson Pickett was born March 18, 1941 in Prattville, Alabama, and was a major figure in the development of soul music. Pickett's breakthrough came at Stax Records Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, where he recorded In the Midnight Hour in 1965. This song was Pickett's first big hit, peaking at number one on the R&B charts. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. It garnered Pickett his first Grammy nomination for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording at the 8th Annual Grammy Awards. Chicago blues singer, guitarist, and harmonica player Big Daddy Kinsey was born March 18, 1927, near Pleasant Grove, Mississippi. He grew up playing gospel music, and his father was a pastor at the Church of God in Christ and disapproved of blues music. However, Kinsey started playing guitar at parties in Mississippi before moving in 1944 to Gary, Indiana, where he worked in a steel mill. He married and served in the military before returning to work in Gary and raising a family. In the late 1950s, he started a family band that eventually became the Kinsey Report that featured Kinsey and four of his sons. Blues guitarist and juke joint legend Willie King was born March 18, 1943. King was born in Prairie Point, Mississippi, near the Alabama border. He worked as a sharecropper, moonshine maker, and traveling salesman, just a few of his many occupations. Later, he became active in the civil rights movement, which inspired him to write socially conscious blues songs. King performed at national and international festivals, but mostly played near his home, most notably as a regular at Betty's Juke Joint in Mississippi, which is immortalized in one of his songs called Betty's Place. Rhythm and blues singer Clarence Frogman Henry was born March 19, 1937 in New Orleans. He learned to play the piano as a child, and when he played in talent shows, he dressed like Professor Longhair and wore a wig with braids on both sides. He used his trademark croak to improvise the song Ain't Got No Home one night in 1955 and again in September 1956. The recording of the song eventually rose to number 3 on the national R&B chart. The gimmick earned Henry his nickname of Frogman. The one and only Sister Rosetta Tharpe was born March 20th, 1915. Her unique mixture of spiritual lyrics and electric guitar was extremely important to the origins of rock and roll. She was the first great recording star of gospel music and among the first gospel musicians to appeal to rhythm and blues and rock and roll audiences, later being referred to as the original soul sister and the godmother of rock and roll. She influenced Little Richard, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Her guitar playing technique used heavy distortion and had a profound influence on the development of British blues in the 1960s, in particular Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Keith Richards. Founding member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds, Jimmy Vaughn was born March 20th, 1951. As one of the leading Austin, Texas guitarists of the late 70s and 80s, he was responsible for opening up the national market for gritty roadhouse blues and R&B. Raised in Dallas, Texas, Vaughn moved to Austin in the late 1960s, and in 1969, Vaughn's group opened for the Jimi Hendrix Experience in Fort Worth, Texas. It was at this show that Vaughn lent Jimi Hendrix his Vox wah-wah pedal, which Hendrix ended up breaking. In return, Hendrix gave Vaughn his own touring wah-wah pedal. Blues singer and pianist Marcia Ball was born March 20th, 1949 in Orange, Texas, and raised in Vinton, Louisiana. Ball has been described as a sensational, saucy singer and superb pianist, where Texas stomp rock and Louisiana swamp blues meet. In May 2015, Ball won the Pine Top Perkins Piano Player Award at the Blues Music Awards ceremony. She won the same award in 2019. On October 25th, 2018, Ball was inducted into the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame, where she first appeared during their inaugural season in 1976. Blues drummer and vocalist Sam Lay was born March 20th, 1935 in Birmingham, Alabama. He began his career in 1955 as the drummer for the original Thunderbirds. He soon after became a drummer for the harmonica player Little Walter. In 1960, he became the regular drummer for Muddy Waters and remained in Waters' band until 1966. Classic blues musician Bo Carter was maybe born on March 21st in 1892 or 1893. Other birth dates have included June 28th or June 30th, or sometime in January. So we'll just go with March 21st. He was born Armenter Chapman in Bolton, Mississippi, and together with brothers Lonnie and Sam Chapman and friend Walter Vinson, they formed the Mississippi Sheiks. The Mississippi Sheiks were the country's most prominent African-American string band in the 1930s, when they recorded the classics Sittin' on Top of the World, Sit and Listen Blues, and Wintertime Blues. The Great Sun House was born March 21, 1902. He was a major innovator of the Delta style, along with his playing partners Charlie Patton and Willie Brown. Few listening experiences in the blues are as intense as hearing one of Sun House's original 1930s recordings for the Paramount label. Even on scratchy 78s, you can still hear the emotional fervor House puts into singing and slide playing. Not only did he influence scores of British guitar players, he was the main source of inspiration to both Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson. Bluesman Juke Boy Bonner was born March 22, 1932 in Belleville, Texas. He accompanied himself on guitar, harmonica, and drums in songs such as Going Back to the Country, Life is a Nightmare, and Struggle Here in Houston. At the age of 12, he taught himself to play the guitar. He gained the nickname Juke Boy as a youth because he frequently sang in local juke joints. Starting a musical career as a teenager, he won a first prize at a local talent show at the Lincoln Theater in Houston, Texas in 1948. Between 1954 and 1960, he recorded several singles, but not all were released at the time. Louisiana Red was born March 23, 1932 in Bessemer, Alabama. He lost his parents early in life, his mother from pneumonia soon after his birth, and his father was lynched by the Ku Klux Klan in 1937. He was brought up by a series of relatives in various towns and cities. Born Iverson Mittner, Red recorded for Chess in 1949 before joining the Army. After leaving the Army, he played with John Lee Hooker in Detroit for 2 years in the late 1950s. He recorded for Checker Records in 1952, billed as Rocky Fuller. On March 23, 1956, Fats Domino headlines the first day of a 3-day concert organized by the DJ Alan Freed in Hartford, Connecticut. Over the course of the shows, 11 fans are arrested by overzealous police. It's a litmus test for rock concerts and their effects on young people, as psychiatrist Francis Braceland testifies afterwards that rock music is a communicable disease, with music appealing to adolescent insecurity and driving teenagers to do outlandish things. It's cannibalistic and tribalistic. I swear that's what he said. Although, I think he probably needed to prescribe himself a Xanax just to chill out. Sounds like he was wound a little too tight. Anyway, blues fans, we just covered some of the highlights here. If you want to know more about these artists or other things that happened this week in the blues, be sure to follow our social media pages or visit our website at bigtrainblues.com. We'll have a new episode next week, so we'll see you then.